that personal trainers have, which is laying dormant, but it's also a skill that they have that they just don't seem to know about, is that if they want to change their business or they, for example, decide to educate themselves to do something else, or they want to grow their business and they need to do some tasks or something. And I know this from personal experience and also watching other people do it. We have a lot of zero time, or we have a lot of, we just don't have much time, really, when you put it down to, especially if you have the responsibility of a family, etc. And I just know this coming at it from being a single mum for such a long time. And the fact is that you will figure out, you will be able to do things in the 5, 10, 15 minutes between client breaks, you know, where you would often consume some food, or you would be going to the toilet, or you would be replying to messages. And I'm not saying don't do those things. I'm saying maybe do with all those things and do the one thing that's going to make your business move forward, because it could be simply sending that person a message. I don't know who it is. Following up with people, saying something online where you're going to create something, and then all of a sudden you have to create it, right? Which is one of the only reasons I've done seminars my whole life, because I have to turn up for the appointment, because trust me, if it came down to me wanting to do it, I would probably back out a couple of days before. I always feel that way. I'm totally human in that way. However, if it's out publicly that I'm going to do the thing and I'm turning up, and I'm not talking seminars to thousands of people or anything. I mean, the most I've probably had in a room is a few hundred. But I'm talking generally, usually it's more like 5, 10, 50, 80. So they're quite small groups, really, and you can always limit numbers to groups of 5 or groups of 10, even if it's just for your own clients. But if it's just for your own clients, you have to turn up and do it because it's an appointment. Anyway, I'm getting off track. My point is that your business can move, it will move, if you choose to figure out ways to let it move in the 5, 10 or 15 minutes between things, because there will never be a calm time, realistically, for you to build your business or change your life or do any of the things that you probably have on your list that you'd actually like to do. You're going to have to start them now, while you run a business, while you run life, while you look after whoever else you look after, while you have all the other responsibilities that you have. You get to enjoy your life yourself and look after yourself. And if one of those goals on your list is to grow your business, you can, I promise, definitely do that in the 5, 10 minutes, 15 minutes between clients. It is totally possible to move the needle. There are heaps of resources on this on my website at katemartinmentor.com. Or if you'd like my help on how to move the needle within a couple of months, maybe within a couple of chats with me, if that's even available at the time of you inquiring, if you hear this, it's always my absolute pleasure simply to have a conversation with people without you even doing a session with me. And at the moment of making this recording, I do have time in my diary. Just check the link at katemartinmentor.com/apply, especially if you're an experienced coach or if you're in corporate and you're moving across to become a coach, for example, information technology, some kind of online coach. I've got a client that's a financial coach. I've got another client that's a corporate coach for women in construction. So, but they already have their feet well grounded in experience in that field. My point is, you're never going to find more time. More time doesn't exist. You either change your business and you make the decision that it's just going to happen and that's when it's going to happen, or it's forever going to always be in the future, and you need to be okay with that as well. Either way, the choice is yours. You know where I am. If you want to find me, there will be a link somewhere around this audio as well. I will speak to you soon. Talk soon.